Although rodent baits pose a low hazard to non-target organisms and to the environment when used according to label direction and safety precautions are followed, the use of any pesticide can carry inherent risk. To mitigate those risks, every rodent management program should be carefully planned based upon the safety concerns and the conditions present at each application site. When developing the management strategy, both non-chemical and chemical control means should be used. To mitigate those risks, every rodent management program should be carefully planned based upon the safety concerns and conditions present at each application site. When developing the management strategy, both non-chemical and chemical control should be used. When rodenticide baits are applied, they should be used in conjunction with tamper-resistant bait boxes to minimize access to people, pets, and non-target wildlife. Although there is no formal record of resistance to second-generation anticoagulants in the U.S., pest control professionals still play an important role in mitigating this resistance risk. Make sure to rotate the anticoagulants used in your baiting program regularly, and do not use anticoagulants in areas with documented resistance. Before terminating any rodent management program, remain diligent in monitoring and control efforts to ensure complete eradication of the rodent population has been achieved. This can be done through ongoing inspections, follow-ups, and monitoring using non-toxic baits. And of course, always make sure to follow all label and safety guidelines at all times.